Blog Talk Radio.
Outstanding, unquote,
illegal aliens deserve legal status. He said, and I quote, "I'm a very big believer in the merit system," unquote, in a July 2015 tour of the U.S.-Mexico border. He went on to say, quote, "Some of these people have been here. They've done a good job, you know. In some cases, sadly, they've been living under the shadows," close quotes. He went on to say, quote, "If somebody's been outstanding, we try and work something out," close quotes. So basically, Donald Trump condones criminal behavior and says if you've been a criminal, but you've been a good criminal, we'll let you stick around. This from a man who imports cheap labor. August 2015 analysis by Reuters demonstrates that various companies owned by Trump have imported 1,100 foreign workers since 2000. Since 2006, Trump's Genteel Mar-a-Lago Club Resort in Palm Beach, Florida, has alone sought to import 787 foreign laborers. The 62,000-square-foot club, which charges $100,000 for membership, sought to import 70 foreign workers as waiter cooks and low-level cleaning staff just this summer. During the last 30 years, Trump's employed illegal aliens for a multitude of construction projects. And in the 80s, he hired 200 Polish laborers, many of them illegal aliens, to demolish a building that stood where his Trump Tower now stands at Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. He paid the illegal Polish workers $5 an hour. That is, if he paid them at all. And that was when the federally mandated minimum wage was $7.40 an hour. The illegal demolition men logged 12-hour shifts, zero overtime, and slept on the construction site. Trump's contractor withheld no Social Security taxes, made no pension payments, and when they complained, Trump's contractor threatened them with deportation. Of course, these people sued, and through 20 years of legal wrangling, they finally settled with Donald Trump. One would think that for a $2.40 an hour difference in the wages, it would have been cheaper for Donald to have paid the illegal alien workers the difference in wages and some Scooby snacks in overtime than to fight them for 20 years paying attorneys. But who am I to judge? It's just that he drew a moral line on where he was going to spend his money, and he'd rather spend it on attorneys than paying people the legal minimum wage. Trump's strong support for abortion includes partial birth abortion. Throughout his public life, Trump has steadfastly supported abortion at virtually all points in the human gestation process. As a Reform Party candidate in 2000, he declared his pro-choice chops. He said, and I quote, "I support a woman's right to choose. I'm uncomfortable with the procedures," close quote, he stated. But then he went on to add, quote, "I'm very pro-choice," close quote. He told Tim Russert in October of 1999, quote, "I hate the concept of abortion. I hate it. I hate everything it stands for. I cringe when I listen to people debating the subject. But you still, I just believe in choice. Close quotes. Calling himself strongly for choice, Trump explained that he would not ban abortions even in the third trimester of pregnancy. He said, quote, I believe it is a personal decision that should be left to the women and their doctors, close quote. He also went on to say, quote, I want to see the abortion issue removed from politics, close quote. Well, unfortunately, it's a big part of politics. And he believes in shredding human beings and allowing them to be ripped apart in the womb. And that is not a Republican stance. It is not a GOP stance. And since there's no record of Donald Trump having ever voted in a GOP primary, and the Donald doesn't have any history of being a Republican other than for a few general elections, and he's flip-flopped and vacillated in which party he's belonged to, he isn't exactly a bona fide Republican, much less a conservative. But let's move along, shall we? We don't want to beat a dead baby. In July of 2000, Trump said his support for abortion remained enthusiastic. But he did decide that partial birth abortion is a bad idea after talking to two doctors that he respects. But Planned Parenthood praises Donald Trump's position on abortion. And in August 2015, they said, Donald Trump seems to have realized that banning all abortions, shutting down the government, and defunding Planned Parenthood are extreme positions that are way too far outside the mainstream for even him to take. Eric Ferrero, a spokesman for the abortion advocacy group, said, wow, that was in August of 2015. And keep in mind that Donald, the baby killer Trump, said in 1989, or actually in 1989, he co-sponsored a dinner honoring Robin Chandler Duke, then president of the National Abortion Rights Action League, known as NARAL. The event occurred at the Plaza Hotel, a Trump property. The real estate baron did not attend the event he co-sponsored. NARAL organizers announced that they would use proceeds from the dinner to promote abortion through the high-profile print and television advertising campaign. Donald, I'm sure that they appreciated the use of your facility. What a man. I'm sure that all of those potential fetuses appreciated not having the opportunity to exist, live, thrive, and survive. But one of the more troubling stances that the Donald has, especially given the fact that this weekend he said that he could probably stand in New York City and shoot people and get away with it because, well, he's that popular a guy, is his support for gun control and the fact that it has never wavered. Trump has said, I generally oppose gun control, but I support the ban on assault weapons, and I also support a slightly longer waiting period to purchase a gun. With today's internet technology, we should be able to tell within 72 hours if a potential gun owner has a record. The Donald went on to criticize Democrats for wanting to confiscate all guns. He said it was, quote, a dumb idea. But then he condemned Republicans because they, quote, walk the NRA line and refuse even limited restrictions, close quote. At the same time, Trump has said he would like to see a society without guns, even though he realizes such a scenario is unlikely. Quote, look, there's nothing I like better than nobody has them. But that's not going to happen, Larry, close quote, he told Larry King. This is a man who has no respect for the Constitution, is completely unmoored from the rule of law. Is it any wonder that MSNBC loves Donald Trump and says that Donald Trump is a progressive champion and belongs in the Elizabeth Warren wing of the Democrat Party? This is a man who, if you recall from the last episode, said that all drugs should be legalized. This is a man who's dangerous, and he's masquerading as a Republican. And this is not an acceptable position. This is a man who feels that he is above the law. He does not behave in a presidential manner. Take a look at the memes that he has tweeted and the things that he has said about media people and other presidential candidates on Twitter. Is that what you expect from a leader? We have 7 years of degrading, inappropriate, and unpresidential things from Barack Hussein Obama. He has been an embarrassment on a global scale. Do you really think that allowing Donald Trump to represent the United States and having him live tweet his presidency is such a good idea? Look at the way he's behaved during the campaign. He makes President Stompy Foot downright elegant. And if we judge people by who they surround themselves with, as we did with Barack Hussein Obama and his ties with Billy the Bomber Ayers and Reverend the Racist Wright, let's look at Trump campaign spokeswoman Katrina Pearson, who is his attack dog, who attacks anyone who is critical of him. She is a devotee of Malcolm X, who calls him her idol, says that conservatives are racist, Christians can't handle the truth, and that Republicans are also racist. Says that Martin Luther King Jr. was too moderate, that Malcolm X was a freedom fighter and a hero. She used the George Zimmerman trial and the death of Trayvon Martin to accuse conservatives of racism, lies, and bigotry. even before the facts in the case were known. She accused news sites of a smear campaign when they published the truth in the Trayvon case, and has said that always Christians and the GOP that are crazy, white, and there's no reason that blacks belong in the GOP. She is divisive, belittling to conservatives in the Tea Party, and she is the one who represents the Donald. She is his chosen spokesperson and rabid, vehement attack dog against anyone who dares speak to him. That ought to scare the hell out of all of you. There are so many things wrong with the behavior of Donald Trump and his campaign that you should be scared to death of electing a new Barack Obama. He is, if you just merely pay attention to the things that he has tweeted and what he has said, blatantly got the biggest ego of any potential president ever. In a tweet from 19 hours ago, he sent to Glenn Beck, it says, and I quote, "Word is that at Glenn Beck left the GOP and doesn't have the right to vote in the Republican primary. Dumb as a rock. Is that presidential? It isn't to me. It doesn't sound noble or presidential." Then he says, failing at Glenn Beck lost all credibility. Not only was he fired at Fox, he would have voted for Clinton over McCain. Well, McCain was no conservative and has trashed Ted Cruz, calling him a wacko bird. McCain is no friend of the Constitution, and during McCain's first term was caught up in the savings and loan scandal. So McCain is no saint, no angel, and not clean. So Donald, using McCain as an example, probably not a good idea. Picking on someone on Twitter, not presidential. Constantly picking on Megyn Kelly because you don't like the way she went after you, not presidential. You don't like the questions asked by a reporter, answer them and move on. Don't send out tweets about your opponents, like, is Cruz honest? He's in bed with Wall Street and is funded by Goldman Sachs and Citi's low-interest loans. No legal disclosure and never sold off assets. Well, Donald, you've taken loans from Sachs and Citi. In fact, you defaulted on a loan with Citi, and they took 49% interest in one of your hotels when you filed one of your four bankruptcies. So tell the truth. You're no saint. And since you own stock in Goldman Sachs and Ted Cruz borrowed money from Goldman Sachs, did you disclose to the Federal Elections Committee that you were one of the lenders to Ted Cruz? Let's get nitpicky if that's the way things are going to be. And is it presidential for you, Donald, to send a tweet out on January 22nd that says, Brent Bozell, one of the National Review lightweights, came to my office begging for money like a dog? Really? When someone from a nonprofit organization is seeking money for their nonprofit organization, you call that begging for money like a dog? Donald, how shameful. That is very, very disappointing. Not very leader-like. And I'm disappointed that people on Twitter even bothered to retweet it. It's absolutely disgusting. My guess is that if you did get the nomination and if you did get elected president, you would need a new presidential limousine, a convertible probably for the headroom. It's absolutely disgusting that someone who seeks the highest office in the land would behave in such a childish manner. Well, Donald, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Do you have the courage to take 10 questions from me? Well, do you, punk? Go ahead. Make my day. I'm not Megyn Kelly. I just want to ask you 10 questions. The interview can go as long as you would like, because how long you take to answer them will dictate how long the interview runs. I want to thank those of you that listened. God bless you, and God bless America. We need to choose wisely in this election. We need to choose someone that stands for the Constitution. And my choice in this election is someone that the Democrats hate, someone that the GOP establishment hates, because if you're hated by everyone, then you are probably doing the right thing. Because I have experienced the hatred of the world and found that I was always doing the right thing when I did.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.